New Zealand is poised to implement once-in-a-generation reforms to its gun laws as the country continues to grapple with its worst-ever mass shooting. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her cabinet has committed in-principle support to changes, with details to be announced in just over a week. New Zealand was part of the Australasian Police Council that developed Australia's new gun laws after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre, but it opted not to implement them.
At the time, it was basically gun lobby pressure that made it hold back and really a failure to recognise the threat. Since then, they've had several reviews, and all of those reviews have recommended drastic strengthening of the law along the lines of the Australian agreement. But I guess it took this gigantic tragedy to call their attention to the topic.
That's gun reform expert Rebecca Peters speaking on Breakfast yesterday. She was instrumental in lobbying Australian politicians to adopt major gun reforms in 1996. Now the pressure is mounting on New Zealand gun owners to back changes. Nicole McKee is Secretary of the New Zealand Council of Licensed Firearms Owners. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Nicole, 50 people were shot dead in Christchurch last week. It's your country's worst mass shooting, and the weapons used in this attack were legally purchased. Do you accept that significant reforms to New Zealand's gun laws are now necessary?
We accept that there needs to be a thorough investigation as to what went wrong. And that investigation not only needs to include looking at our legislation, but we also have to look at the intelligence around this perpetrator. We also have to have a very good look at how he got a license, because yes, he did legally purchase his firearms, although he was in illegal possession of accessories that changed the configuration of that firearm. So the firearms that he used to commit this heinous attack were actually illegal. He did not have the license to hold
but
those.
But as I understand it, Nicole, the modification of those semi-automatics to upgrade them is not uncommon. You can easily access the equipment, those larger cartridges, online.
So, yes, and that's part of what we think also needs to be looked at, is how do we change our legislation, if that's what we're going to be looking at, to keep New Zealand safe so that we close any loopholes that allowed him to be able to achieve what he did achieve last week.
There are something like 1.5 million guns in civilian hands in New Zealand, and that's just an estimate. The true number could, of course, be much higher. We're talking about at least one gun for every three people. What are people using these guns for?
So New Zealand is a largely rural country, and we do a lot of hunting here. We have an international interest with over 60,000 visitors coming to New Zealand just to hunt alone. So our main aspects of using firearms here are for putting food on the table. They are hugely for sporting interests, and we also use them for culling in government departments and businesses as well. So the fact that we have such a large number of firearms per capita but still have one of the lowest crime rates with firearms in the world just goes to show that our laws have worked well, but there's obviously loopholes somewhere, and I don't think it's just in legislation. I think it's an administrative process, and it possibly could be in licensing, but we have to have that investigation to find out where those loopholes are.
Well, certainly there have been many reviews over the years suggesting that there are problems with your legislation, that politicians haven't wanted to take this up. We know that the New Zealand government now is going to make some changes. We're not clear yet exactly what's on the table, but it appears to be bans on semi-automatic weapons. We're talking about potentially gun buybacks and a stricter registration scheme. Would you be comfortable with something akin to the Australian model?
We're quite keen to be able to have a look at what the government is proposing and then give feedback to ensure that whatever goes through is effective legislation. And we've quite often had people say to, you know, countries say to us that we need to follow Australia, but Australia's system has not been successful in all aspects of it, and we think
The research doesn't suggest that at all. In fact, in terms of homicides, they're well down in Australia post 1996.
Sure, but there's other aspects of the legislation that went through that have not been that successful. So as an example, we heard that 600,000 firearms came in as part of the buyback program, but we've also heard that 600,000 firearms went into the black market. So we have to have a look at what was effective, and I think we can actually learn from Australia on what has worked and what hasn't worked as we look to implement our changes. But to do a knee-jerk legislative change without thinking of unintended consequences may not benefit the safety of New Zealanders. So I think we have the opportunity to learn from other countries and make sure we don't make some of the same mistakes that have been made in the past.
So are there any no-go areas for you? Are you willing to state what you won't accept?
We're willing to wait until the government gives us their intent on reform and then make our comments based on those and thorough research.
So are you willing to support, if the evidence is there, are you willing to support a ban on all assault-style rifles?
We have committed our support to our government and to police on any legislative change that will help keep New Zealand safe to stop this from being able to happen again.
So you wouldn't necessarily oppose a ban on semi-automatic rifles?
If the legislation looks like it will be effective, as I stated, to stop this from happening again in New Zealand, we would support it.
We heard from anti-gun violence advocate Rebecca Peters a bit earlier. She blames the gun lobby in New Zealand for blocking earlier pushes for reform, including in 1996. So what kind of involvement are you going to have in this process now as Jacinda Ardern looks at changing the rules?
Well, so far the government have not included us in any of their talks, but they've not included anybody yet either. So discussions have not been made with opposition, and I don't believe all government agencies have been included yet. So what I feel for the anti-gunners, and that they think that none of their changes have gone through. And in actual fact, they have. The gun lobby have just pushed for effective changes throughout the years. In 2012 and 2017, and also in 2006, we all worked together to push through changes that would be effective and still be able to allow responsible, fit and proper gun owners in New Zealand to carry on their sport. That's not reported. Okay. What's reported is that the gun lobby has stopped legislation from going through. But what has changed and what has gone through in New Zealand has been with our support, and it's been effective for Kiwis.
Nicole, I appreciate your time. We've got the news coming up, so thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Nicole McKee is from the New Zealand Council of Licensed Firearms Owners.